Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Chaf Zayin, Chulin 27. And in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis 27b discusses the reason why there's a distinction between Behema and animal, which our Daf tells us requires both of the Simonim to be slaughtered, the trachea and the esophagus, the Kana and the Veshet, and between fish, which requires no Shlita, no slaughtering, and an Oaf, a fowl, which requires the majority of one of the Simonim, either the trachea or the esophagus. So says the Gemara, Darash over Galilei, that there was a person who was a Galilean who was traveling around, and he expounded the following teaching. Behema shenivras min hayabasha, an animal which was created from the earth, that such an animal which was created from the earth, hechshera bishnei simanim, the animal requires two simanim to be slaughtered, because the animal is considered to be stronger because its creation comes from the earth. However, dagim shenivru min amayim, but the fish which are created from water, and so therefore their existence is considered to be weaker, therefore hechsher and below kulam, they don't need any slaughter at all. And coming further, oaf shenivra min harakak, the fowl which is created from the mud, which is the mixture of water and earth, there, and so they are in between the dagim and in between the dagim and the behemah, in between the fish and the animal. For this reason, hechshero b'simen echad, they're kosher with one simen. Comes along with Shmuel kaput ka'a, and he wants to bring a proof to support the Galilean, and he said, Teda, I'll prove to you that the fowl which is created from the dry earth and the water together, that is the case. Shari ofos yeshlan kaskesis biragleim kedagim. He says the proof for this is that indeed the fowl have scales on their legs like the fish, on their toes like the fish, and so therefore they are similar to the fish in that respect. So once the Gemara is telling us stories of where people are asking questions like this about a bird, the Gemara cites a story of where the Roman general, whose name was Contricone, in the Tractate Bechoros, the Gemara records a series of questions that he asked Rabbi Gamliel. So this Roman general asked Rabbi Gamliel a question as it relates to ophos, as it relates to birds. So he points out a contradiction. It says one verse states, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 20, it states, "Vayomer Elokim yishritzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya va'of yofef," that God said, "Let the earth be teeming with this sheretz, with these creepy crawling creatures, and the fowl shall fly." So we see from here that from this verse it makes it sound like alma mimaya ibru, that the fowl were created from the water, because it says at the beginning of the verse yishitzu amayim, and at the end it says va'of yofef. Whereas there's another verse which states in Genesis chapter 2, va'yitzer Hashem Elokim min ha'adama kol chayas ha'sadeh ve'es kol of ha'shamayim, that God created from the earth all the living creatures and all the fowl of the heaven, all the birds of the heaven. So we see from here that and then they were brought before man, and man gave them a name. So we see from here that the birds were created me'ara ibru, that they were not created from the water, as the first verse in chapter 1 of Genesis tells us, but in chapter 2 it tells us that they were created from the earth. So there's a fundamental contradiction. We know that there are several contradictions or apparent contradictions between chapter 1 of Genesis and chapter 2, and our Gemara was not unaware of these contradictions. So here's a perfect example of where the Gemara is aware of these contradictions, and Contricon, who was like the first biblical critic, so to speak, is challenging Rabbi Gamliel, how can you understand that there are there's a contradictory verse here about the point of how birds were created? So Rabbi Gamliel says, Minarakak nivru, that indeed the birds were created from the combination of the earth and the water. They were created from earth and water together, which is mud. And that's why in chapter 1 it says they were created from water, but in chapter 2 it says that they were created from earth. So Rabbi Gamliel saw his students were looking at each other. Says the Gemara, Ra Talmid of Mistak, that they were shocked by his answer, that they didn't accept it. So he says to them, is it challenging to you, and is it bothersome to you that I pushed off my enemy, my adversary, with straw, and I didn't give him the appropriate answer. Indeed, I know a better answer. And what's the better answer? The better answer is, the true answer is, that they were created from water. So if that's the case, why does it say in chapter 2 that they were created from earth? So Rabbi Gamliel says, no, really, the whole purpose of this verse is just to tell us with gross lahan shame, that the purpose of the verse is not to tell us that they were created from the earth, but that they were brought before Adam. It says, "Vayaveo Adam or os mayikra lo, v'kol asher yikra lo Adam nefesh chayahu shemo," that they were brought before Adam, and Adam gave them a name. So the whole purpose, according to this answer, why that he's saying is the real purpose why they were. Why it says in one verse that in chapter 1 that they were created from water, and in chapter 2 that they were created from earth, was just to tell us that in chapter 2 the context is basically telling us that they were brought before Adam. That's why it's lumped together with the verse that says what they were created from earth, but really they were created from the water. And so we see from here that Rav Gamliel basically understood that the adversary, Contarico in general, was not asking him in order to really understand. He was trying to challenge him, and he was trying to point out to him that your biblical text is filled with contradictions. So we're going to have to provide an answer. This is actually relevant because we see that even today there is a lot of biblical criticism, and people who are biblical critics say, oh, we see a contradiction in the Bible, and they think that our rabbis were unaware of these contradictions. Of course, our rabbis were aware of almost all the contradictions, and they brought the Midrash to it to explain the deeper meaning and to understand the synthesis of the different texts.